this time, ladies. Gentlemen, for those of you who come in late, we are now having a little cooking session for Blue Note right here on the scene. We're putting the pot on in here. And we'd like for you to join in with us and have a ball. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to acquaint you with the Jazz Messengers. On the piano, we have the incomparable Horace Silver. On the bass, all the way from Motor City, ladies and gentlemen, one of the youngest and finest bass players in the business today, our bassist, Doug Watkins. Doug Watkins. And on the tenor saxophone, we have a new star on the modern jazz horizon, Hank Mobley. Hank Mobley. And on the trumpet, we have a perennial favorite, with the prophet of modern jazz, Charlie Parker. He's our arranger now, and our trumpeter, the uncrowned king, ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham. And at this time, we want to do a little thing that was recorded before some of us playing up here got into the world. Beautiful thing entitled Salt Winds.
I've been absent for the past couple weeks. I've been Carlos in LA. But tonight, an old guest from the old studio is back, Carrie Foss. another guitar player from the east side of Los Angeles. He's a dedicated Kill Radio regular. And we've got Vince in the studio. Me and Vince are talking coming in tonight. He's actually played in my hometown in Western Pennsylvania. So we're going to talk to these guys after Art Blakey goes off. This is Art in the background. This is Kill Radio. Killradio.org. Internet only. So, yeah, after this, we're going to go into a little Donna Washington, and then we're going to come back and talk with Kerry and Vince. So thanks for listening. And remember, Kill Radio just might save your life.
Tears then whisper sweet little things in my ears. A hugging and a kissing. Ooh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man. Love a man. Where can you be? The stars have lost their glitter. The winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older. And all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call. Have all gone astray. The man that won you has run off and undone you. That great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened. A good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. It's lonelier and tougher with a hope you burn up. Tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up. The man that got away. much sweeter game. We won't say goodbye until the last minute. I might hold out my hand, check, 'cause my heart's gonna be in it. Oh, for all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and we go like a ripple on a stream. For some, tomorrow may never come. For all we know, saying you don't love me. Say it isn't so. Everywhere I go, everyone I know whispers that you're growing tired of me. Say it isn't so. People say that you found somebody new. Isn't true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I wanna know. And what they're saying, Lord, say it isn't so. Somebody new. true. Say that everything is still okay. That's all I want to know.
Okay, we got a treat from my youth that Vince brought in, Brother Jack McDuff and Gene Ammon. And these guys are going to run out and make a beer run. But before they go, I want them to holler over Gene Ammon. Say, I want Vince to say hi to everybody all over the world.
Hey, everybody all over the world. Thailand, Singapore, Burkina Faso, Antarctica. We love you very much. Dig Jug here, getting down. It's so nice to be with you tonight. With Hassan and all of you and Brother Kerry. So, you know, we're going to go and get some refreshments. Maybe some pork rinds and beef jerky and some of those knockoff Big Newtons because they're a little cheaper and leave more money for the tall malt liquors that we're going to have here. I would, you know, to each his own. If you like sports drinks, then, you know, pop one. We're going to be playing for you a little bit.
Right. Vince, can I get an ID who you are and what's your favorite internet station?
Well, I'm Vince Maroney, and my favorite station is Kill Radio.
In the name of your group?
The Downbeats.
Thanks, bro. That's right. His name was Jug. His nickname was Jug. Gene Ammon. Okay, say bye before you make your beer run. Okay.
We're not getting beer or anything. We're going to play music for you later. We're from the Downbeats in Echo Park, and it's going to be enjoyable.
Okay, let's go back to Brother Jack McDuff.
Oh,
Kill Radio. Microphone check. The guys went to the liquor store. They're coming back. This is Lee Morgan in the background. The Gigolo. This is Lee Morgan in the background. You're listening to Lee Morgan and Carrie and Carrie and Vince went to the liquor store. They went to get some pretzels, and they'll be back here on Kill Radio. Cold winter night here in Los Angeles. I love it. This is Lee Morgan in the background. Kill Radio. It just might save your life. This is the Gigolo, the album, the old early 60s album by Lee Morgan. Thank you.
make it to something really special, then somehow the dark night puts a scream inside your brain like the color. Crystal erupting with lava flows of pain and sadness. Oh, my Uncle Henry, he used to have a starved out of the swampy way. He would sell little dog clothes that he connived and contrived. Little old ladies from the five and dimes. So for him, he was a very, very, very charismatic man. This way, I suppose, at least that's what they told him. But Uncle Henry was a submarine private. One time in some sort of novel he had created in his mind, you know, he would muffle things. He would muffle things that sounded like when friends would shoot in some foreign language. But you knew what it meant. He was trying to save the ship from going down, but it always sank down, down, down into the depths. It was in a mood like that when Uncle Henry turned to me sweating. I don't think he had seen the pillow for a month. And Uncle Henry turned to me and there was some brown liquid dripping from his both sides there of his mouth. As if he was some kind of seasick Coca-Cola drinking teenager on a canoe that was headed downstream into an inexorable fate that he could have visualized for once and knew that there was no way to avoid what was coming. And he looked at me and he tried to smile and the tobacco spittle drained from his mouth hole along with the old granddad that he had sipped. I would say that he had gulped in abundance, and it was in the trailer that he had fashioned from old tin cans. It was seaworthy, he would scream. It was seaworthy months, but now I seem to have lost my style. Well, you know, I guess he wasn't the boy to style. A mask on a wall, a professor points to and gives you a knowing wink. I don't know what to think. One could reassemble in the mind in that dark twilight between sleep and wakefulness. Somehow this would give you
give you a direction. Somehow it would point you to resurrection. So the inexorable end could be avoided. And the mythologies and the wonderful Herculean head could be described in a mythical, heroic mind.
Kill it now. No, you don't. You guys don't come on yet. You guys gotta wait for a little minute. Let me back enough here, guys. What we've been listening to, Shortcuts, and this is some really great stuff. A Brass Garage, and Vince is gonna tell all about it in a minute. This is killradio.org to all our hundreds of listeners all over the world. And we got Kerry Foss, Eastside LA's own Kerry Foss in the studio, guitar player. Got Vince.
What's your last name, Vince?
You guys just don't wait.
Question?
You guys,
Maroney.
Tell us about the CD. You guys, tell us, Vince. Tell us all about
all
it.
Right. Oh, I wish you could see it. This CD is a result of a few buddies of mine and I going over to another buddy's house, and those buddies were Mike Sessa and the great Bill Barrett. And Lindsey Froelich, and we all went over to Lazy Brad Lewis's pad, and he's got a little studio in his garage. And we got together with him to help him through a kind of a hard time, and we just set up the gear, and had some attitude adjustment, and that was ongoing, and we just improvised this.
Like I was saying, it sounded, I heard a lot of different influences in there. I heard some Art Ensemble of Chicago. I heard some Albert Aller. I heard some blues.
Well, that's all the stuff that that I love, and then all of us love that were involved in it, and we don't differentiate one thing from the other. It just
how long ago did you do this again, Bruce? A year ago.
About a year and a half.
And you're in like three different bands.
More than that. I guess four bands right now. Yeah.
But if somebody wanted to see you regularly, you're at the Downbeat, and where's that at? In what part of the world?
The parole office, where I. We're at the Downbeats. That's right. We're at the Downbeat Cafe, which is on Alvarado, just north of Sunset, in Echo Park, every Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30.
In Los Angeles, to our international audience.
That's right. Oh yeah, I want to give a shout out to my friends Hagop and Ikkan in Kayseri, Armenia. And
all right. are they jazz both?
Oh God, yes. They're immersed in the genre.
They tape all of Vince's shows, and they're listening right now. Certainly,
Kerry, my Onyx buddy. What have you been doing since the Onyx closed, Kerry?
Walking up and down in the old neighborhood, wondering what happened. But for those at home, closer to me. Okay.
What have you been doing, Kerry?
What have I been doing? Well, hanging out with Vince, working on some music.
Yeah, you went underground for a little while, and then you resurfaced at the Downbeat. Yeah.
Subterranean, so to speak. I'm around.
Kerry brought in Sun Ra to play.
He's around, and I'm a square.
tell us what you brought in, Kerry.
Well, I brought in stuff that Vince and I have been working on. And in the Echo Park Jam Band circuit.
Yeah.
California. And some...
it's stuff you guys...
Hey, now listen, Kerry, I it's okay to bring it up, but, the way people are, it catches on, and pretty soon you can't get out of your house.
Can we go over that jam band statement? We don't want to call it... We'll call it jazz.
No, I just mean, the people that are into it are now getting so crowded by all the people that are flocking to the Echo Park jam scene. And, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah, too late. Can't go over it.
Well, you're playing at a number. You guys are playing at a number of different places. Kerry, are you as busy as Vince?
Yeah. Plus, I just got married, so.
That's right. Congratulations, bro.
So trying to.
How's married life, Kerry?
It's wonderful, and she couldn't be here tonight. She's sleeping, but...
Let's say a big hello to your wife.
You got it, yeah.
Because this show is going to play again sometime in the middle of the night, a month from now, 2 weeks from now, and I can sit up and listen.
She'll be at the gigs, and she's a big fan of music in town.
What's her name, Kerry?
Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Kirsten. Vince, I've known Kerry a while. We never thought... anybody would snag this guy. He was one of the guys. He used to hang out with us at late at the cafe.
Well, I was homosexual for a while. That's what he's trying to say.
That's what it was. Yeah.
He was trying to get...
Come on,
Gary. Remember we had to talk about that one word, discreet? Discreet?
Okay, well, anyhow.
Discreet?
She, you know, she's great.
And, local lady? Local?
No.
Well,
she's...
Same continent.
She moved out from New York. She's now more local.
Cool. Is she a musician or is she?
She actually is. She's a pianist and a pretty good guitarist. She used to play a Mean Hendrix on the guitar.
Wow.
You guys jam together?
So to speak, but she plays great classical piano. She's in Grieg, Chopin, all that stuff's nice.
Well, next time you come, because you're a regular, bring some stuff. Let's bootleg some stuff.
Sure.
Bring some stuff in of hers and we'll play it.
Yeah, she has good, nice taste in music, so very musical person.
Just, I have a
great singer.
I have a cassette, if we can just tape it on my cassette. Actually, I got some Bessie Smith that I taped off of a movie I'm going to play tonight. One